The definition of purpose, to have as one's intention or objective, a verb. Sometimes our intentions are spoken clearly through our actions. That is when our purpose becomes clear.
I'm all in. Brody on the line, I'm tapping in. Got out here pulling the strings for me. A girl on the line, she feeling me. Preoccupied by the motivation. Put in the time, pay the entry fee. Bra on the ride, yeah, he kind of nice. Inside of my mind, no one's real as me. Lately, life has been gorgeous. Wake up the clear, my eyes hit record. Praise up to God, I ain't chasing no bitch. Swinging the miss, got me hitting these licks. I get the orders, don't get it distorted. Disconnected, I've been cordless, I've been cordial, I've been exploring. I got a whole lot, but somehow I want more of it. Yeah, I want a tour and put on for the soil. Hey, bruh, remember they used to ignore us? Now they drop me the pin with the cord and they catch me running through the ordinance.
What's going on, loved one? Thanks for checking into the Player X podcast. So a few weeks ago, I had the amazing opportunity to catch up with my brother, manager of the Washington Nationals, Davey Martinez, for a weekend getaway. I met Davey in Charlotte. From there, we flew into Roanoke, Virginia. The cool thing about this trip is that I was going to visit a college buddy from the University of Florida who we played ball with together, and he's since then become a great college coach, and he's now at Radford University. So about a year ago, we started kind of working this thing out where, you know, if we can get Davey to come and just kind of hang out for his first pitch fundraising dinner and just talk to the team, he thought it would be a great idea. So long story short, Davey, out of the goodness of his heart, decided to make the appearance. What a freaking amazing weekend. A lot of great conversations with great coaches. But what struck me the most was really having the time to just hang out with not the 2019 World Series manager, but my brother Davey. I'm not going to lie, there were some proud brother moments that were kind of emotional for me as Davey talked about purpose, passion, and really the nuts and bolts of why he is a great coach. The answer being is because he is a man of great character, in which he shares with all of the people he surrounds himself with. So in this interview, I caught up with him real quick. We had about 20-minute ride on a Sunday morning to the airport, and I just asked him. I don't like to bother him, and I know he's kind of a private guy, so I asked him if I could press record and ask him questions just about the weekend and some other things, and of course he said yes. So I have to apologize for the quality of this audio coming up. It was done in a car, and you can hear kind of the highway, I call it the highway music. But the weekend went by fast, and I was in no way planning on any type of interview or collecting podcast material, but I just felt I wanted to pick his brain a little before we headed out on our separate ways. So this conversation was recorded on my phone during the last 15 minutes of the car ride to the airport, bright and early Sunday morning after a kind of late Saturday night. So please excuse the highway background music, we will call it. I started chatting with Davey, asking him what has he learned the last few years, obviously being a first-time manager, few years since 2018. I wanted to know what he learned, what was different the last 3 years that has been his whole career. So the first question I asked him was, what has he learned the first few years, this last past couple of years? So check it out.
I'm all in. Brody on the line, I'm tapping in. Got out here pulling the strings for me. A girl on the line, she feeling me. Preoccupied by the motivation. Put in the time, pay the entry fee. Bra on the ride, yeah, he kind of nice. Inside of my mind, no one's real as me. Lately, life has been gorgeous. Wake up the clear, my eyes have been
I think overall, I learned a lot about just my everyday approach to life, which is, you know, stay positive, to enjoy each moment, not try to get ahead of myself.
Now, you know, I talk a lot about that is how we were raised, and it came up last night with Pops. You know, we teach baseball parallel to life lessons. So do you, now looking back and all the accolades you have and everything like that, do you see that more prevalent now to you when you look back and say, man, you know, Pops taught us about life lessons?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. You know, talk to these young kids, a lot of it comes from our upbringing, you know, what we did, how Pops taught us, you know, to respect, one, respect, you know, your peers, respect the game, respect one another, you know, treat people like you want to be treated, and you're going to get great results, and I live by that, and he taught me a lot about adversity. You know, as you know, you're my brother, but you know, we never quit. We keep on going no matter what. So I love him for that.
Awesome. So what do you think? Let's go back. Your first, I guess, memory of an adverse situation in your life. Take us back to something.
I could go all the way back to, my playing days. If you want to go playing days, coming up to the big leagues as a young kid, and things didn't go well. I mean, I think that first year, I hit 139 in the major leagues, and I was at a point where, questioning whether, I was good enough to compete on an everyday basis, in the major leagues. And but with that being said, it just didn't last long because of our upbringing. I worked harder, I got stronger, mentally I got stronger, and the following year, I had a really, 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 really good year. But I learned, I learned a lot about myself and what I could put myself through in order to be successful.
I had to think about quitting at some point. Being an 18-year-old kid, being in a minor league somewhere in the mountains, basically, around here, we just talked about, why didn't you quit? I mean,
I've always had, for me, I never really thought about quitting. I've always felt like, maybe I needed a break. But for me, it was the passion for the game. I love the game, and I want to be really good at it. And as I got older, and as my career, I played for many years. I started teaching as a player. Younger kids coming up, the rookies coming up. I started trying to teach them how to play the game the right way. So in turn, when they get older, they can teach the game the right way as well. And I love that part. I love that part of the game. I really did. With that being said, I think it led me to where I am today, where I just love teaching and competing every day.
Do you think you're obviously a player development guy? For me, for Player X, for me starting this Player X program or whatever we want to call it, player development's about the mindset and the physical attributes that you that you develop. Is that the same with you?
Yeah. One thing that we need to remember, it's about the process, right? We always, the process is fearless to me. And if you continue to stick to the process, good things happen. I really believe that, stay on that path, stay on that road. You're gonna have bumpy roads. I talk about it all the time. At the end of those bumpy roads, there is a beautiful place, and you just gotta find. You gotta find what's your passion and go with it.
So I want you to go back. Okay. So we have a movie about you. Your biographical movie coming out. What's the opening scene?
Yeah, it could be me and Pops, hitting off the tee at the age of four. It's hard to believe, but I mean, that's how long I've been doing this. That's how long we've been together. But it's I remember after we won, I sat back and just had flashbacks of all the work that I did, with Pops in the cages. What he taught me about the game, and I sit back now and I say, man, it works, and he helped me, and I appreciate him for that.
What being in baseball, Major League Baseball for 36 years?
Yeah, it's going on 36 years.
36 years, man. Yeah, I know you just recently learned how to basically change a light bulb. And you're doing things. You obviously have a great piece of land. You're living, you're living pretty well. What's after baseball?
I haven't got that far. I said, I try to go 1-0 every day and win my day to day. For me, baseball, continues. I know that. I don't know how long, I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna try to do it as long as I can. Like I said, I love to teach. I love the game. Managing the game is, has its ups and downs, but I love it. I love the challenges that it brings every day. So I can't see myself right now not having baseball in my life.
I remember a while ago, years ago, talking to you. When you retired, you really didn't want to get into coaching or managing. I don't think you had a strong desire to do it. So getting into it for you, that kind of lit the fire.
Yeah, that definitely lit the fire. I saw another side of the game. As a player, your focus is what you can do to help your team win a championship. As a coach, there's a broader spectrum. You're trying to teach at any particular moment, but for our conversation, 25, 26 guys to unite together and play and try to win a championship. So I learned that, and I learned, it really opened my eyes about a lot of different things. One, about, just about people. And the fact that people do look for help, readily available, because you never know, what's going to come your way, right? When you're teaching, you never know what questions are going to pop up, what's going to arise. So expect the unexpected. I always tell them every day, when I step on the field, hey, you might see something you never seen before in this game. Be ready for it and prepare yourself.
Even when watching you over the years, even when you're obviously pretty animated and I guess we'll call it emotional with disagreements on the baseball field, you show your disagreements, but you're always pretty chill. For the most part, you're pretty chill. You're lighthearted. Why? How'd that come about? It's just, being confident.
I think it's just, like I said, for me, it's about staying positive, enjoying the process, and I take care of the seconds. I never want to get too far ahead of myself. And I enjoy what I do, and I love watching the game, watching the way it's played, and staying in that moment. So for me, it's just I always revert back to, I could be sitting there watching a game and just say, man, this is great. This is what I wanted to do, and I'm not gonna let one bad moment deter what we're trying to do, who I am. Just gonna keep going and keep striving to get better.
Awesome. So, say strip away baseball, just any sport. You go to you go to a high school game. It could be a baseball game, but I'm thinking any sport. You go. What are you looking for when you go to a high school game?
I'm looking just for kids that compete, they stand out. The kids that are passionate about what they do, it's fun to watch. It could be two, three guys. It could be eight guys. But I love watching in any sport the competitiveness of a player. And also, and that goes to, for me, that goes even, I enjoy watching guys do their work, whether it's our analytical team, it's our video guys, and how they prepare themselves. I've learned a lot about people and what they do and how they strive around other people. And I try to use that a lot in life lessons. Doesn't matter what you do, if you put your heart into it, be the best at anything.
So what would be your take if we have to leave this conversation with one thing to tell youngsters and anyone really in life, a 50-year-old mother of four who's getting back into fitness or had a rough patch, what would be your one takeaway from to give them, to leave them with?
You know, I've always said my mantra is to, you know, go 1-0 today. Focus on today and enjoy the seconds, enjoy the moments. You know, if I had to say it to a team, there's three things that I would tell them. This is one, work hard. Two, work harder for your teammates. And three, believe that together you guys are going to be better.
Awesome. Believe it. Davey Martinez, you, my friend, my brother, are Player X.
By the motivation, put in the time, pay the entry fee. Bro on the rise, yeah, he kinda nice. Inside of my mind, no one's real as me. Lately, life has been gorgeous. Wake up to clear, my eyes hit record. Praise up to God, I ain't chasing no bitch. Swinging the miss, got me hitting these licks. I get the orders, don't get it distorted. Disconnected, I've been cordless, I've been cordial, I've been exploring. I got a whole lot, but somehow I want more of it. Yeah, I want a tour and put on for the soil. Hey,